to honor America with the performance of the national anthem, 8-time Grammy Award winner, Chris Stapleton.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular bombs burned
morning. Good Friday morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, February 17th, 2023 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. It would seem that we are descending into, and have been for some time, descending into the final season, as Spengler put it, the winter of Faustian civilization, the dark winter, Spengler's Faustian dark winter. And that not by accident, obviously, entirely by design. The irony is we're not very good at the telephone game, and so the Bertrand or the Edward Bernayses have beguiled us, seduced us and beguiled us into believing that, you know, this idea of spreading freedom and democracy was somehow a good thing, when in reality, we have been exporting and appropriating the Hellenistic mind virus and soul virus to the rest of the world. And now, I think if you're here in America, you can see that. We'll give evidence of that in the first hour and probably do some continuation of what we've done over the past week as we continue on in today's broadcast. So yesterday was a rebroadcast. It was not a live broadcast. So yesterday was a Thursday. Yesterday, February 16th. Was a rebroadcast of last Thursday, February 9. And for those interested, if you listened to that yesterday, listen to the conclusion of Julie's amazing board op work in the February 10 Friday archive last Friday. So if you're interested in that, I think it's invaluable information. And again, that is, as you know, part of the True Stream Media series, Overlooked, Lost in the Shining Hotel, particularly the environment, episode one, the environment. And I said that I would encourage folks to watch that, and I would watch it carefully, not because of The Shining, but because of what it represents. And it is, I think, much broader and more profound than, I mean, there have been countless investigative looks at Kubrick's The Shining, Stephen King slash, you know, Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, and it's not about The Shining. I'll just kind of summarize it that way, I guess. So, you know, to watch episode one and episode two of Overlooked, Lost in the Shining Hotel, episode one and the environment, episode two, the management. The focus last Thursday and Friday was episode one, the environment, even though episode two had just been recently released. And we'll come back and focus on that too. And the story that is told, particularly of the Native American exploitation and dispossession, is, you know, it's a textbook example of the lesson that we've heard in, you know, the Orwellian phrase. The way I remember it from 1984 is, who controls the present controls the past, who controls the past controls the future. And so because we have been encouraged to misremember or forget the past, we don't realize that we are slated for the present exploitation, dispossession, and extermination. That's what's happening in America right now. If you're paying attention, it's painfully obvious. I also have something that I should get to. Good news, a good news thing, I think we can call it good news. So stay tuned for that too. But let's dive in, shall we? Speaking of exploitation and being slated for dispossession and extermination, which I've spoken of particularly over the last week, are we being hacked? I've mentioned Harari a couple of times in this particular clip, so we're going to play it. Harari, algorithms say you're gay and you didn't even know it. Listen to this. Go ahead, please.
About our future, both the future of our species, Homo sapiens, and about your own personal future. And nobody really knows what the world would look like in 2050. The only thing we know for sure is that it will be a very, very different world than today. And perhaps the most important thing to know about the future is that humans will soon be hackable animals, animals that can be hacked. There is a lot of talk these days about hacking computers and email accounts and smartphones and bank accounts, but we are actually entering the era in which it will be possible to hack human beings. Now, what does it mean to hack a human being? It means to create an algorithm that can understand you better than you understand yourself, and can therefore predict your choices, manipulate your desires, and make decisions on your behalf. In order to control and manipulate you, the algorithms will not need to know you perfectly. This is impossible. Nobody can know anything perfectly. They will just need to know you a little better than you know yourself, which is not impossible, because most people don't know themselves very well. Often, people don't know the most important things about themselves. I know this from my own personal experience. It was only when I was 21 that I finally realized that I was gay, after living for several years in denial. And today, I keep thinking back to the time when I was 15 or 16 or 17, and I tried to understand, how did I miss it? It should have been so obvious, but the fact is that I didn't know. And that's hardly exceptional. Lots of gay men spend their entire teenage years not knowing something very important about themselves. But imagine the situation in a few years when an algorithm can tell any teenager exactly where he or she is on the gay straight spectrum, just by collecting and analyzing data about you. One way to do it, there are many ways, but one way to do it is perhaps just to track eye movements. The computer can track my eye movements when I surf the internet or watch YouTube and analyze what my eyes do when I see an image, say, of a sexy guy and a sexy girl walking together hand in hand on the beach. Where do my eyes focus and where do they linger? Now, even if you wouldn't like to use such an algorithm, to hear it from an algorithm, these news about yourself, what happens, let's say, if you find yourself in some birthday party of a kid from your class and somebody has the brilliant idea that, hey, I just heard about this cool new algorithm that tells you your sexual orientation, and wouldn't it be so much fun if everybody take turns testing themselves on this algorithm with everybody else watching and making comments? What would you do in such a situation? Would you just walk away? And even if you do walk away, even if you do keep hiding from yourself, from your classmates, you will not be able to hide from Amazon or from the secret police or from Coca-Cola. As you surf the web or watch YouTube or just walk down the street, the algorithms will be discreetly monitoring you and hacking you in the service of the government or a corporation or some organization. Maybe you still don't know that you're gay, but Coca-Cola already knows it. So next time they show you an advertisement, they choose to use the version with the shirtless guy and not the version with the girl in the bikini. And next day when you go to the shop, you choose to buy Coke and not Pepsi, and you don't even know why. You think you did it from your free will. They know why you did it. And such information will be worth billions. Now, I know, of course, not everybody is gay, but everybody has some secrets worth knowing. Now, what do you really need in order to hack a human being? You need two things, just two things. You need a good understanding of biology, and especially brain science, and you need a lot of computing power.
There you go. I mean, were you listening to that? Have you heard that before? I doubt it. I am speechless. These are the kinds of psychopaths that are influencing people. And, oh, wait. You know, this is posed as a hypothetical situation. Just wait. Incidentally, I will never drink Coke again, or Pepsi for that matter. It's been, I don't even remember when the last time I had either one was, but yeah. What a weird, bizarre, you know, notice the example Harari gives. What happens, let's say, if you find yourself in some birthday party of a kid from your class? What exactly? You know, $64,000 question. If you had to guess, what age group would you say is most likely to attend, quote, some birthday party of a kid from your class? Who, what age group? What demographic? And if you think that I'm pressing the boundaries of, you know, what he means or what is possible or whatever, just wait. Just wait. And since when would students of any age think an algorithm that tells you your sexual orientation is anything other than bizarre and horrifying, not cool and fun? Do we remember all the countless stories? If we're paying attention, you know, the Democracy Nows, the Voxes, the Vices, even the so-called progressive outlets, I think we're starting to see more and more coal mine canaries where people are going, wait a minute, I you know, that there's something wrong with this, something weird's going on. And this is headed in a bad place, and we're already there, but we're very poor at the telephone game. So, you know, we're playing catch up on this, but we're already there. Just wait. You'll see what I mean. Do we remember the stories, though? You know, speaking of even the Voxes and the Vices and, you know, the so-called progressive outlets saying something's wrong here. Do you remember all the stories about how AI is racist? Remember all those stories? It's almost as if it's been programmed to do what's sort of been happening all along, you know? And what's interesting is because it comes from an algorithm, it's the, you know, as Jaron Lanier puts it, it's the Oracle illusion. It must be true because, look, it's an algorithm. So what happens, for example, when the algorithms say that, you know, you're a this or you're a that, you know, oh, your eye movements, we tracked your eye movements, and so all people like this behave that way. That'd be a great way to vilify people, you know, indiscriminately, you might say. Pun intended, I guess, tongue in cheek. But, you know, you could do that. I mean, the example that he gives is clearly bizarre, you know, but also doing things like this, saying, you know, things about people that are not true and then getting them to believe these things. Could that happen? Is it already happening? Just wait. And what do you think, you know, is it possible through the perceived bigness of technology and, again, the Oracle illusion to create the powerful persuasion in young, impressionable minds that the algorithms know them better, even if only a little better, as Harari said, than they know themselves? Is that possible? Where this is leading or headed, by the way, the normalization, as we came through the Me Too stuff, you could feel it. Always taking the ends and trying to merge them in dialectical conflict sort of fashion. As we came through Me Too, right on the, especially on the tail end of the whole Me Too stuff, we started to see the attempts to normalize or to merge in dialectical conflict fashion the so-called MAP, the pedophiles, the predators. And you got all these crazy people saying, well, they're just misunderstood. Well, you know what? You know, and they're calling them minor attracted people. Well, maybe they just want to marry a five. And there's all kinds of literature out now that is allegedly, you know, for young children, which is insane. And all of the weird things that have been said about this, this is where it's headed. Been headed that way for a long time. Decades, generations. And, you know, from there, it doesn't stop. It goes back to the weird old stuff. You know, maybe it's maybe cannibalism is normal. Maybe child sacrifices. We can just bring that right out into the open and just call it what it is. I mean, we do it now anyway. We call it abortion or women's rights or my body, my choice kind of nonsense. But it's murder and it's child sacrifice. That's what it is. And there are a lot of side benefits to some really creepy interests and sick evil interests when you, you know, harvest those unborn murdered children. That's gruesome and horrifying, but it's reality. It's what's happening in America. We're not supposed to talk about it honestly. We're supposed to put fancy self-righteous terms on it so that we can put a nice, you know, veneer on it, but it's evil. So that's where that's headed. And it's, you know, I mean, we played the clip. Speaking of the last week or so, we played the clip. Was last Thursday, actually, I'm sorry, I misspoke at the outset of today's broadcast, right? Last Thursday wasn't about the Aaron and Melissa Dykes True Stream Media stuff, you know, overlooked at the Shining Hotel. Last Thursday, I apologize. Last Thursday was about the AI revolution is here, how machines will transform your entire world. Glenn TV episode 250, what I call the Deus Ex Machina series, basically, the AI revolution is here. But it all goes together. And the reason that I say that is because Harari said we're all just data, as Kurzweil has said. Stick around, we'll be right back.
The first Oath Keepers trial over January 6 is over. What happened? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system this cold and flu season. I have been following the plight of disabled American veteran Kenneth Harrelson for several months now. Harrelson was arrested in March of 2021 for his part on January 6th. The VA cut off his benefits 3 months ago at the urging of the Biden Justice Department, a month before Harrelson even went to trial. After spending 630 days in a DC jail under COVID lockdowns the entire time, the verdict is in. Harrelson was convicted on 3 of the 6 charges against him, but acquitted of the seditious conspiracy charge that the Justice Department cited to the VA as the reason for cutting his benefits. Angel Harrelson has not had her husband's income for 3 months. She has not seen her husband face to face since he was arrested over 630 days ago. Harrelson was denied bail and visitation. And now, the District of Columbia has filed a civil suit against Harrelson and others. Please help Angel Harrelson by donating at givesendgo.com/G22ZH. Until tomorrow, Seamus Paschem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Set the record straight. There are a lot of clips that we didn't play, actually. Anyway, to correct the record quickly, briefly, at the outset of today's broadcast, this Friday, February 17, 2023, just to get it all in there, I guess, at once, I mentioned that yesterday's broadcast, February 16, Thursday, was a rebroadcast of last Thursday, February 9. That is correct. And I just realized that actually it was not. I said also that last Thursday and Friday centered around True Stream Media, Aaron Melissa Dyke's series, especially episode one of Overlooked, the Overlooked series that they've done, Lost in the Shining Hotel, episode one, the environment, episode two, the management, particularly episode one. That is incorrect. Last Thursday was, we played over last Thursday and Friday, part of what I would call the Deus Ex Machina. The AI revolution is here series, basically. It's all kind of Deus Ex Machina. The little G got out of the black box kind of thing. So we played the, over 2 days, Thursday and Friday, we played the Glenn TV episode 250, The AI Revolution is Here, How Machines Will Transform Your Entire World. A little bit of fear-mongering, not really, just trying to get knowledge up and get out in front of stuff to decide how to make good choices. So we played clips from that. We played it in its entirety over the 2 days, Thursday and Friday last week. We played all 48 minutes essentially, and so I was correct in saying that, you know, those 2 days featured Julie's amazing board op work. That's true. So listen, if you listen to yesterday, which was a rebroadcast of last Thursday, and you're interested in listening to the conclusion of that, and you are confused, why is he saying things that are not true? Well, he had a mental lapse for a moment, so forgive him. But if you listened to that yesterday, which was a rebroadcast of last week, last Thursday, February 9, and you're interested in the rest of it, there you go. That is true. It was a continuation. The other stuff came this week, and including more of the Deus Ex Machina stuff at the beginning of the week, Monday and Tuesday. That was when we played the continuation, a couple of things from Glenn TV stuff, the Klaus Schwab talking to Sergey Brin at World Economic Forum. Can you imagine when we have brain implants and I will tell you how the audience feels? Why does Klaus need to tell Sergey, a fellow panelist, how the audience feels if everyone has implants? Think about it. We played Snowden. We played some of the Vivek Ramaswamy stuff. Could have played more of that. And then we played the Eric Schmidt on Charlie Rose clip. You ever get more than one answer on Google? Yeah. Well, we're gonna pare down to the one answer. And now today, what is it, 15 years later, 17 years after that Charlie Rose appearance, we have the Google Potemkin Village, as True Stream Media has pointed out, which is terrifying. 200 million hits. Really? Where did all of the 199,999,900 and something go? Where did they all go? Oh, don't worry about that. All you really need is one right answer. Eric Schmidt told us. So we did all that stuff. And then Tuesday, sort of continuing on that theme, there were a number of other clips, some of the Glenn TV episode 250 stuff again. Michael Rupert telling us that when it comes to intelligence agencies and financial markets, well, they're the same thing. Most intelligence agencies were created to serve financial markets, which is why, you know, BCCI, the Bank for Crooks and Criminals International, became the, what, seventh largest bank in the world in like 10 years or something. How did that happen? Is that the Streisand effect in full effect? Nah. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Welcome back. I want to play something else, but before we do that, and before I keep blathering on about the other stuff and getting stuff wrong, I feel like I'm pretty sure I'm getting some things wrong, but we have done all of that stuff over the last week that I just mentioned. Anyway, I want to give you just a smidge more of Harari first. The guy is horrifying. Why do you keep doing this? Because this is what's influencing people, young minds. Let's see. Impromptu clip. Where is that? Yeah, this. Okay, so. Yeah. I think this is not... Well, this is a talk that Harari gave where he's actually introduced, and we played part of this clip the other day. I need to hurry up and get to the other stuff, so it's about a minute. Let's see. Not Harari speaking, but being introduced. And so here's one clip from that. As he's being introduced, one of the UCTV talks that he gave at the Sage 2017. But this is the introduction of Harari. But listen to what is said, which is drawn from Harari's Homo Deus and some of the other things that Harari said, and we'll play a clip of him, then we'll go to the other stuff. Go ahead, please.
Or fake news and our alternative facts and our willingness to believe in this, although these may have some serious consequences, may also be reflective of what has gotten us here in the first place. So he argues that there really are so these two aspects of reality. There's objective reality that we share with animals, and then there's the fictional reality, which is what makes us unique and special. And the things that he includes in fictional reality is most of the things that we take nearest and dearest. Things like religion, corporations, nations, rights, laws, countries, even money. All of these are fictions, but they are tremendously powerful fictions. They are what give us the glue that holds us together and allows us to operate in such a remarkable power.
That's pretty astonishing. Based on Harari's work, that's what's said. Okay, so one more real quick from that. Let me see if I can get this figured out real quick. Short. I mentioned this. I didn't. We didn't actually play this one, but I think you will agree. You know, everything this guy says is horrifying, and he's just a mouthpiece. But to understand what kind of things are being said to influence the influencers and on down from there, yeah, okay, yeah. There we go. So let me see. Right. And this. I apologize. This is on the fly. Multitasking is bad for radio.
But
when you hear these things all together, I think you'll agree. And when we play the other stuff that we're going to play in a minute, I think you will agree. It's horrifying what we are being seduced and beguiled into allowing. It should not be allowed. It should be an immediate boycott of all kinds of companies and organizations and people, and those who speak out. You know, Roseanne Barr has been vocal, and we've heard from her lately, and she's saying, you know, comedians are the coal mine canary in a sense. Anyway, can we play the other clip of Harari, actually, please? Possible.
Of this ape from East Africa. Humanism is based on a belief in free will, in the ability of humans to make free choices, and a very strong belief in human feelings as the best source of authority in the world. But now scientists are saying, first of all, there is no such thing as free will. Science is familiar with just two kinds of processes in nature.
Can we just pause for one second right there?
And you have random processes.
Did you hear that? Science is telling us now that there is no free will. Really? Scientists are saying, first of all, that there is no such thing as free will. Just think about that for a second. What are the implications, especially here in America? Anyway, go ahead, please.
And of course, you have combinations of randomness and determinism, which result in a probabilistic outcome. But none of that is freedom. Freedom has absolutely no meaning from a physical or biological perspective. It's just another myth, another empty term that humans have invented. Humans have invented God, and you.
Oh, I should have. Can you back that up 5 seconds? I apologize. My fault. But I mean, are you listening to this? Are you listening to this? This is the influencer of the influencers. This is the World Economic Forum mouthpiece. This is what those guys get over there, and then what they disseminate, the mind viruses they spread. Listen to what he's saying. Go ahead, please.
Humans have invented heaven and hell, and humans have invented free will. But there is no more truth to free will than there is to heaven and hell. And as for feelings, they are definitely real. They are not a fiction of our imagination. But feelings are really just biochemical algorithms, and there is nothing metaphysical or supernatural about them. There is no obvious reason to consider them as the highest authority in the world. And most importantly, what scientists and engineers are telling us more and more is that if we only have enough data and enough computing power, we can create external algorithms that understand humans and their feelings much better than humans can understand themselves. And once you have an algorithm that understands you and understands your feeling better than you understand yourself, this is the point when authority really shifts away from humans to algorithms.
Think about the staggering implications of what he's saying there. This is when, you know, Darwinian evolution, be it social Darwinism or, you know, whatever, really jumps the shark. And now you hear where this was always headed all along. You are less than a useless lump of goo from billions of years ago, all of which is a myth. You know, princess kissed a frog kind of nonsense. And now, even worse than that, it's, well, you're just bits of data. And so you're not even biologically useless anymore. It's just data. And we can hack you. And, you know, the organism is the algorithm, as these guys say. So now... We can see out in plain sight, in full view, on full display, where all of this was headed from the beginning. And you can see right out in plain sight the evidence of what was meant right from the outset by, you know, the Francis Galtons, guy who coined the modern term eugenics, which is it's actually a term from antiquity. But, you know, there's a reason that the devil is always counterfeiting what God does and then also trying to thwart God's work. God issues and reissues the command after the flood and reissues it after the flood to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth. Before the flood, you know, in the garden, it's subdue it, but that obviously gets turned upside down by the usurpation in the garden. So be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. That populated abundantly. That gets reissued after the flood. And the Huxleyan, Malthusian contingent obviously says, oh, population control, too many people. Bill Gates says if we do a really good job with healthcare, blah, 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 we can reduce that number by 10 or 15%. And it means a lot of things. And people have commented on that. It doesn't mean what we think. Maybe we could play that clip later. Anyway, we see what the meaning of the origin of species is. The title of the book, as a friend reminded me, and I will never forget now, On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, Oxford, or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. Question, who decides what constitutes favored races? Is that the new divine right of kings? Well, we are clearly of better stock and better birth, and so. Who decides? What happens after that Oxford comma when, by means of natural selection, is too slow? Because, look, we have an existential crisis, too many people. Who decides? We can't let everyone live. And George Bernard Shaw says, well, you know, we cannot justify your existence if you do not produce more than you can, you know, as much as you consume, or perhaps a bit more. Then maybe you should be executed in a kindly enough manner. So these people say, George Bernard Shaw is on the record as having said that. So Harari is a sort of modern day George Bernard Shaw, if you will, telling us exactly what's been said out in plain sight since, you know, the mid-19th century and before, when these kinds of things were written down by the eugenicists, the Malthusian contingent, murderers, exterminators. It's eliminationism. That's what it is. So who decides when we have an existential threat, so-called, we've been led to believe as much? Too many people. Carbon sequestration. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we learn that closed-loop system in biology, you know, plants, that what's the plant food, isn't it? Carbon dioxide, and isn't people food? It's almost like, if I didn't know better, I'd say it's almost like it's a system that is designed to, you know, it's astonishing to listen to these people. So who decides what happens when we've been led to believe that we have an existential crisis, too many people, even though what's being engineered is a scenario where, you know, it seems like that's what's happening. It's entirely engineered. And when that perception is created, who decides, by means of natural selection, takes too long? Who decides what happens after the Oxford comma? Or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life? We can't save everyone. Some of us must die. We're biologically inferior. No, it's worse than biologically inferior. You're just data. And look at all this imaginary stuff humans invented. Rights and free will. Nah, those are just myths. Like God, Harari says, humans have invented God, and humans have invented heaven and hell, and humans invented free will. But there's no more truth in free will than there is in heaven and hell, Harari says. Wow. He just wiped out with a swish of the dragon's tail, I would say. He's trying to wipe out thousands of years of history, let's say, and more. You know, people joke that there's more evidence for the existence, the literal physical existence of Christ walking the earth, than there is of someone like Yuval Noah Harari. So I would call this speaking great blasphemies, as I said when I talked about this earlier this week, Monday and Tuesday, I believe. It's astounding. I'm kind of high-centered on this, and I had intended to play something else before this. I want to play these things together, but sort of missed that window. We'll do it at the top of the second hour. But, I mean, this cannot be overstated, I think. The things that these people say, and the oracle illusion of the algorithms. Imagine if you could condition young people to think what he was saying there. You know, scientists and engineers are telling us more and more that if we only have enough data and enough computing power, we can create external algorithms that understand humans better than, and their feelings much better than humans can understand themselves. And once you have algorithms that understand you, or at least that's perception, because like Jaron Lanier has pointed out, sometimes we dumb ourselves down. you know, once that happens, once that at least the illusion is created, Harari says this is the point when authority really shifts away from humans to algorithms. But what happens when everyone starts operating on that basis? You know, the zombie mob doesn't stop to actually verify if tracking your eye movements really does mean that you're a homosexual. What happens when the zombie mob stops verifying? Doesn't bother to check in that the algorithm is perceived as the oracle illusion and it must be right. After all, it's only data. We're all just data. Astonishing stuff. Stick around. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
Distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing.
Welcome back. Yeah, where this is going, nowhere good. Dehumanization and exploitation, dispossession, extermination, all those awful things. You think I'm wrong. Just wait. We haven't played the worst part. It's coming. We'll do that in the second hour. We got calls stacking up and, you know, people saying crazy people saying, well, you know, the maps, the minor attracted persons are just misunderstood. Maybe Jeffrey Dahmer was too. He wants to eat you. He just wants to get to know you. That's all. You don't understand him. It's criminally insane what's going on. And if you don't have yourself firmly rooted and grounded, you will be swept away. Have you seen Ghislaine Maxwell's latest thing? The 60 Minutes Australia interview? It's astounding. It's more of the same kind of nonsense. And I feel like I saw that coming too. Speaking of the dialectical conflict merging, she's just misunderstood. And as was pointed out in the interview, how absurd it is now, what is it, 12, 13 years after the photo was released in 2011? Why now is everybody saying, oh, no, that wasn't him, you know? Prince Andrew saying that, Ghislaine is saying, well, yeah, no, I don't. Why not say it when it came out? Obviously, this is false. Why not say it then? Why wait more than a decade? It's absurd. It's insane. You know, and she maintains her innocence. Of course she does. Everyone in prison is innocent. Everyone in prison is always innocent. I didn't do it, man. Unless, of course, you were, you know, waterboarded by the FBI or CIA into a false confession so that you could be railroaded in Manchurian Patsy strategy of tension sort of fashion. That's a different deal. But, you know, otherwise everyone in prison is always innocent. Of course she's innocent. It's insane to watch all of this unfolding, to watch interviews of, you know, really? This woman, oh, if I would have only known, if I only would have known. Poor Ghislaine, she's just a victim. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Are you kidding? Really? And we're going to interview people like this and then, you know, take Jeffrey Dahmer at her word. All right, if we're going to do that, then let's go. Why can't we interview Ted Kaczynski and everybody else at, what, ADX Florence, I think? Let's interview everybody else that's been shut up. Can we hear from Kaczynski? He's probably innocent too. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.